Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I did tell you the story about the Heimlich, and that happened to me actually once.
Okay.
Do you want the story or
no? No, not now.
Why not? Who cares? It's 10:20. Who cares? Who cares? Great story.
Maybe
I had a peanut caught in my throat. I've told you this story before. You've heard this story. I was at the famous bar on Lee Road. Cleveland Heights used to go. A lot of people would go there. They've changed names. The famous Andy Gibb from the Greater Cleveland Police Department, who I went to high school with, saw me turning blue, stepped behind me, stepped out, hit me, boom, phew, peanut across the room. Saved my life. Thank you, Andy Gibb. Thank you. Not the singer, Andy Gibb.
He just wanted to be your everything.
If you knew him, you would never say that. I just want you to know that. You'd be, I'll leave for another day. Jeff, where are they with this quarterback situation then? We went through weeks of trying to figure out who it was going to be. We're sitting here talking about four guys, right? We're sitting here talking about Pickett. We were sitting here talking about Flacco. We're sitting here talking about Gabriel. We're sitting here talking about Sanders over and over and over. And somewhere lurking in the shadows is Deshaun Watson, rehab, waiting to hear what's going on. All of a sudden, before the season starts, Pickett, gone, Vegas.
Viva.
They get into the season, 1-3 start, Flacco. Gone. Cincinnati after 1-4 when they decided to bring Gabriel in. Now, it's funny because a lot of people keep asking me, do you think Flacco asked for a trade? I actually don't think he did. I think he's...
According to Mary Kay Cabot, he did not, but he was all in favor of it.
Why wouldn't you be? I'd want to play.
Of course.
I don't blame him.
He's 40 years old, man. Time's running out.
I also was super impressed yesterday with everyone that called in immediately following because it happened in the last hour of our show. At 216-474-0092, people were like, thank you, Joe. We appreciate the time you had here. And we appreciate the little
really
gift we had when
ago.
He was here.
It was really fun.
And maybe, who knows what would have happened if they would have brought him back last year and had a competition between him and Deshaun. But you knew that wasn't happening based on the paycheck. There was no way that was happening. So now you're sitting here with Dylan Gabriel as your starting quarterback.
Yep, and I would assume he's your starting quarterback unless he fails miserably.
Until further notice.
Or gets hurt. And until they draft a guy next year.
Until further notice this year.
I would think so. Let's put it this way. This is not about Sanders. If Dylan Gabriel plays well, why would you ever make a move?
You wouldn't.
Right.
Would you draft somebody? That's the question.
Darn right. Unless he's phenomenal. He has a chance. You know what he has a chance to do? He has a chance to do what Russell Wilson did in Seattle, which is go out and show, hey, yeah, the storyline is similar. I am a smaller quarterback. Nobody thought a whole lot of me. Third round. I went to, finished up my final year at a different school because Russ was at NC State and then went to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks he went to Wisconsin, but he was really at NC State forever.
Right.
Dylan was everywhere but Oregon, except for 1 year. It's a real similar story. They both dropped to the third round. Probably deservedly so, but that doesn't mean they can't play. And so he'll get a chance to go out and try and win the job.
Wait, why do you say deservedly so on the third round? Why? Why do you think that he deserved to be drafted in the third round? Is that what you just said?
Because if they thought he deserved to be drafted in the first, he would have. See, I mean, it's real clear when it comes to this NFL stuff, Andy, with few exceptions.
2 inches taller, he's a first rounder. I think it's a height thing more than anything.
I'd say 5 inches taller. I mean, 2 inches taller, Andy, he might be 6 foot.
6'1"? 6'1" might get him there. If he was, all right, if it was
so
close,
that means he's got to grow 3 or 4 inches.
I don't have a tape measure.
He's not a real tall guy. It doesn't mean he can't play, but he has a chance. He has a chance to do what Russell Wilson did in Seattle, which is go win a job. I hope he does. If he doesn't, I hope Sanders does. I would be shocked if one of these guys shows enough the rest of the way to keep them from drafting a quarterback next year. I would be shocked. But I sure hope it happens.
So they decide to trade Flacco yesterday. I hate doing this, but grade it. Like, the Browns end up picking up a 5th-round pick. Flacco and a 6th go to Cincinnati. I do have an inherent problem with trading with Baltimore, Cincinnati, or Pittsburgh. I'm not a fan of it.
Did I read correctly? First trade ever between the Bengals and the Browns.
Might be.
I saw that. It's stunning to me.
I don't think Paul Brown ever would have done it.
No.
How would you grade it? What would you say? Off the top of your head, if someone just said to you, Jeff, you know, on the surface.
If I'm not mistaken, when we were on the phone, I said I'd give the Browns a B- and I'd give the Bengals a C.
The Browns
weren't going to play Joe. At this point, Joe was an insurance policy, and I thought if Dylan got hurt, Joe would go back into the game. But now you can use Bailey Zappe in that same role and then get Shadur ready if something happens with Dylan or if he doesn't play very well. So you do have options. What you don't have are options that make you think, yeah, this will help us win football games. What you have are options, including Dylan, that are like, well, let's see what we have. Let's see what we have is usually not conducive with winning football games. Can be. I hope it is.
I look at this trade from yesterday, and Dan, tell me if this word works. I think if I was not sitting in Northeast Ohio and hadn't really followed the Browns my entire life, I would go, I'd be like, meh. It's a meh trade across the NFL. You're like, Cleveland wasn't really going to use him. They've got 2 rookie quarterbacks. They're probably going to draft a quarterback next year. Cincinnati's in trouble because they've got their starting quarterbacks hurt. They got a season-old veteran they're going to bring in to try to help them. They've got good wide receivers. They tried to upgrade their defense a little bit. Cincinnati's probably on life support for this season because Joe Burrow's hurt. This guy might give them a chance. It's meh. Like, the trade to me is, if you were sitting outside of here.
Is that a grade?
Yeah, that would be a grade.
Is there a meh? I never got a meh.
Well, you didn't go to Heights.
They're called C's.
Yeah.
Especially the C minus.
That's a great line.
C minus is essentially the meh grade. Trust me, I got a lot of them.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is. So nationally, it's a meh trade. Here, I think you're saying, well, they picked up a 5th-round pick. What have they really done with 5th-round picks? That's not really a good deal. I do want to see these young guys. I want to see the young quarterbacks playing. We have 1 win. We're giving games away. Everything's trending towards next season. So let's give these 2 young guys a shot. Although I don't know if they're giving 2 young guys a shot. And I got to tell you, if you're a Shadur Sanders fan and you find out that Bailey Zappe has been activated off of the practice squad to jump him to become the number 2 quarterback because he does have 9 NFL starts and he does have, what, 12 touchdowns in 3 years, you're going to be furious this afternoon. Shadur Sanders fans will not be happy. They're already not happy.
Why are you fanning the flames?
Because I'm interested to see what he looks like. That's why.
Well, how about seeing what Dylan Gabriel looks like? They clearly like Dylan more because they drafted him 2 rounds, 50 picks sooner.
Yeah, I get it.
So let's see what the kid looks like. If he stinks, then go to Shadur.
I'm just telling you, at some point...
We haven't seen Dylan Gabriel.
Because I just don't think... I'm intrigued by the fact... That
you're
people
intrigued
thought,
by the hype. You're buying every bit of it.
I'm intrigued by the fact that people thought that he might have been higher than a 5th-round pick. I'm intrigued by that.
Well,
Doesn't mean I'm in love with it.
What was the reality? Doesn't mean he
got drafted
again,
in the 5th round.
Doesn't mean he can't play. Doesn't mean he can't play.
I am wondering what Shadur Sanders is going to look like in the NFL.
I'm wondering what Dylan Gabriel is going to look like.
I am too.
And then I'm hoping we get to see Shadur for some reason.
The best part would have been...
I want them to have 2 quarterbacks, not just 1.
To not have both guys on the roster. Well, like, I'm still going back trying to figure out, why do we have both of these guys on the roster? Why? Now...
You know why?
Because they didn't know what they were doing.
No, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Getting towards next year?
Hello. Welcome.
But they made that decision all on draft day.
When they traded down from number two, they told you all you needed to know. Hmm? They picked up two picks, and they're going to draft a quarterback next year in what's considered a much better quarterback draft than the one we just had.
So,
they laid it out for us.
I actually think they're throwing darts at a dartboard. You may think that. I don't. I don't think this is thought out as maybe you think it is.
As soon as they traded out of number two, Andy, that's exactly what they were doing.
If you ask me what I grade yesterday, I think the Browns are incomplete and meh based on that. Cincinnati got a C. That's what I think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Dan.
My grades for this trade are sure, why not for the Bengals, and call me in April for the Browns. That's exactly how I feel.
Right? Same thing, incomplete.
Call me in April. That's it. And guys, we're really overthinking this. We're really putting too much thought.
We have 4 hours.
Well, that's valid. When you fix things in life, they always tell you anytime you fix something, fix the simplest thing first and then work your way to more complicated.
Quarterback is not fixed on this team.
No. But hang with me when I say that.
Okay.
We used to always call it start stupid. Start with the stupidest thing that you can goof up and go from there. In other words, the easiest solution probably is the solution. I think the Shedeur Sanders thing falls under that exact same scenario. He was the highest graded player on their board. He was there in the fifth round. All right, we'll follow our board. Done. I don't think there's some mass conspiracy. I don't think there's some mass thought that took place. I think it's just that simple.
I think you're right, too. There was no thinking, because why would you take another quarterback if you thought the initial game plan, once you traded out of that number two overall pick, was to pick a quarterback next year?
Yeah.
You know why?
It made no sense to draft another quarterback this year.
None.
It did.
You can say it till you're blue in the face. It didn't make any sense. Why?
Quarterbacks are currency in the NFL. If you have one, you can trade them and get better money. I mean, when Washington took RG3, we all thought they were morons when they turned around and took Kirk Cousins in the fourth round. Well, what happened?
Well, we know. The owner wanted one player, and Robert Griffin III
got hurt,
but
Kirk Cousins became a very viable NFL quarterback.
But if you talk to anybody that was there at the time, they'll tell you the owner wanted one, general manager wanted a different, and there you go. Dan Snyder was the big reason why all that went the way it went.
Well, guess what? Thank God for them they did, because they ended up with a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins for a while, and then he goes to Minnesota. It worked, Andy.
Occam's razor. Sometimes the easiest solution, just the solution.
Troy Aikman, Steve Walsh in Dallas. They brought in Walsh.
One example.
And guess what?
One example.
Joe Montana. Steve Young.
216-474-0092.
216 Matt Hasselbeck in Green Bay.
216-474-0092.
Mark Brunell in Green Bay.
Just keep reading off lists through the...
Well, rankers. I'm just telling you why you draft two quarterbacks.
Yeah, I just don't... But not in this scenario. Look, I'm just telling you, it didn't make sense to me to draft that second quarterback if you 100% thought that you were going to go back and draft another quarterback next year with your two first-round picks. Like, this whole thing feels like it's been a mess. Some people think it was like 100% planned out. I don't know, man. I just feel like they're throwing darts at a dartboard. 216-474-0092, Basket of Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.